Thursday, January 16th, dawned dull gray and with traces of rain over Richmond. News-wise, the outlook was about the same. The General Assembly, after a short session, was calling it quits for the weekend and going home. Not much in the way of bills introduced to talk about. Not many legislators to talk to. Not much news. But fate had something to say about that. Suddenly at 10:50 this morning, at the corner of 6th and Bird Streets, 10 blocks away to the southeast of the state capitol, the relative quiet of that commercial district erupted. And then the morning air was rent with the sound of police and fire sirens, an explosion at a cold storage warehouse. At a camera shop, not too far away, certainly much closer than most of the WRVA newsmen, was WRVA radio staffer Herbie Hollins. He reached the scene first, and within minutes, WRVA radio listeners were able to pick up the first details of what had happened.
This is Jack Clement speaking from the WRVA radio newsroom. We switch now to the scene of the explosion and Herbie Hollins.
This is Herbie Hollins speaking from the Metagold offices at 6th and East Canal Street here in Richmond. At approximately 10:50 a.m. this morning, the northeast corner of the four-story Merchants Ice and Coal Storage Plant, located between 5th and 6th Streets, exploded. There were approximately six or seven men within the building, within the explosion area, at the time of the explosion, according to John Henson, foreman of the cooler department of Merchants Ice and Coal Storage. When the explosion occurred, the entire northeast corner, four stories high, blew out, destroying a number of cars, trucks, littering the entire area with glass and debris. A heavy pall of ammonia gas hangs over the entire area, and this reporter is speaking with a great deal of difficulty. Firemen, rescue officials within the area are working constantly with gas masks. One man has been removed from the scene of the explosion. He is Moses Williams, a middle-aged Negro man who, according to this reporter's view, suffered a broken right leg and possible internal injuries. There are five or six men, according to Johnson, foreman of the cooler